The name Barabbas stands out in the portals of history as a name that will always be remembered as those who are thieves and robbers, people who are very much involved in self, cares nothing about their fellow man or any of humanity, will lie, cheat, steal, do whatever it is that best benefits themselves. I know oftentimes as we live this life and we experience these type of things, and we see it in all different realms of society. We do it in the workplace, or we see it in the workplace. We see it in the political realm. All around us, we see the work of evil. We see this pattern of people, as Barabbas was. He was a despicable human being. But there was a tradition at that time that during the Passover, the government would release a criminal to the people. Well, Pilate, he found himself in a bit of a dilemma, because he did not believe that Jesus Christ was guilty of anything. But yet, he feared the people. His own wife had told him, don't mess with this man, because I've had dreams about him. But yet, the same pressures that was then, the same pressure that people find themselves under, and be it be in the corporate world, or whether it be in the political world, the fear of losing everything and being cast into poverty causes people often to do despicable things. And so here is the decision. Do I release this common thief, this criminal, this person who has done all of these horrible things? Or do I allow myself to be pressured by the fear of reprisal from this crowd? And so he decided, he said, we'll let the people decide, hoping that they would choose to release Jesus. So he says to them, who do you want me to release? Barabbas, this criminal, or Jesus, the King of the Jews? And they cried out. They said, give us Barabbas. And then he said, well, what am I to do with this man, Jesus, the King of the Jews? They said, crucify him, crucify him. And thus, the pattern was set. Well, you say, well, things were not as bad then as they are now. Well, the thing is, Scripture says that the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. But you see, Jesus came so that the heart of man could be changed, and that the heart of man could be forgiven. And that becomes the message of Christ Jesus at the cross. This is Pastor Jack King with the gospel on the radio broadcast.